Hi there, this is Jerick Robbins, lifestyle entrepreneur and performance coach. I've been coaching professionals for over a decade and achieving rapid results in their life and business, and now it's time for you to do the same. The philosophy of this show is learn it, live it, give it. Learn what it takes to live a life of your dreams, turn that knowledge into action, and find a way to pay the results forward. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the question of the day. First off, thank you so much for all your feedback and response and questions and emails that are coming in. We really enjoy hearing from you and we enjoy talking to you too online. To jump straight into today's question, it is, what do you do when things do not turn out the way you want them to? And as you think about this, it can be in a variety of areas of your life. You could go work out really, really, really hard and not get the exact result you're looking for. You could go work really hard or invest in a certain thing and you don't get the return you expected. You could go after a certain person and finally get the date you dreamed of, only to sit down at that date and not really be excited about who you just spent the next last hour with. So it can turn out so many different ways, but I wrote down just a handful of ways I've seen people react to different situations, and I want to share them with you and see what your go-to is personally. So the first is, you could just straight up flip out. And certainly I'm sure you've seen this when something doesn't go someone's way and like a two-year-old throwing a tantrum, they literally just flip out. Second, some people just ignore it. Like something literally doesn't go their way or doesn't go as expected and they literally just act like it didn't happen. Walk it off, walk away. Just kind of turn the cheek and not even look at it or pay attention to it. Third, I've seen people, you know, whine, cry, pout, just get very upset emotionally about it and think that's the way to handle it. Fourth, some people just get pissed and allow it to fuel them. So they almost take revenge on it not working out the way they want, where they use this as their emotional fuel to get fired up and prove that it's going to work out the next round. I've also seen people become very cognitive and just sit back and kind of learn from it. So they just think of what they can learn from the situation. And also I've seen people who try to spin it into a positive. So no matter what happens, they try to, you know, look at the bright side of it and think of the positive aspect of it in some way, shape, or form. So those are some ways I've seen people handle it. But I'm curious, what is your personal go-to way of handling things when they don't go your way? And what do you think would happen in your life, your business, your health, your family, your finances, if you decided to find a more powerful way to handle yourself or deal with situations that don't turn out the way you want? I think you might get a pretty cool advantage in life if you know how to take on situations that don't turn out the way you want, but really come through them with a positive light that helps grow you instead of tear you apart in some way, shape, or form. It's up to you, though. So I'm curious to see what your answers are. I'm curious to see how you can update your plan. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for another question of the day.